So earlier in the week, I caught up with David from the Screaming Devil Pleasure Beach, who were playing at the Beyond the Wall Festival down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, the 1st of May. And I asked him if he was looking forward to it. Hiya, David. So are you looking forward to the Beyond the Wall Festival on the 1st of May at Alexander's Live?
Very much so. Yes, indeed.
So it says on your Facebook page that you're an independent alternative rock band based in the northwest, North Wales. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. What's the history of the band?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the genre is a bit of a sticking point with me personally, because people ask us all the time, you know, what's your sound like?
Yeah.
And I find it quite difficult to answer, because we started basically a year ago. You know, we're just coming out of lockdown basically, and the bass player of the band, at the time I didn't know him, he moved in opposite my flat. And I was playing loads of tunes during lockdown, like writing songs, waiting for things to open up, hopefully wanting to start a band. And he turned up and he had some guitars that he unpacked from his car and brought in the house, and I thought, oh right, he plays a bit of guitar. So over time I learned that he'd sort of maybe distanced himself a bit from music, a bit of everything going on and whatnot, because he saw me playing so much there was nothing else to do eventually. You know, as we were coming out of lockdown as well, we started playing, and then we formed the rest of the band. I got the percussionist involved, that went well, got an extra guitarist singer involved, and then Jack, the keys player, then heard about what we were doing, because I'd been making music with him before lockdown. And then and he said, well, I want to be involved, but really he'd been playing a lot of guitar and vocals, doing a lot of vocals and stuff, and with this we already had the band formed in the way that it was. I didn't see an opening for that, but then he said, well, I'd like to be a part of it, and I could play keys. So we tried it, and then as soon as we had one track together with him on the keys, it was like, that's it, we're a band, we don't need anything else. And then we go back to when you asked about the, you know, you mentioned the alternative rock. It's the closest thing we can possibly, you know, sort of associate with, because we don't have a drum kit, we have a cajon. But again, it's like, well, that's a bit different, we're a five piece band. I've got more like rock vocals, and we use some distorted guitars and acoustic guitars, and we also have a didgeridoo and a harmonica. So we like to incorporate like a tribal sort of sound, as well as like rock and distorted sound, but yeah, we also have more sort of softer songs, and very much acoustic based, because I write everything on acoustic really. It's really hard to categorise this, because the other reason for it is that my style of music and my taste in music really growing up is completely different to everybody else in the band.
So it's eclectic, really.
Absolutely, and everybody in the band is the same. It's not like anybody in the band can really share, oh, here's my favourite band, oh, that's my favourite band. We all have completely different tastes. And also, if I've written a song, I won't tell anybody what to do, and they don't tell anybody else what to do. It's a case of, right, I'll be playing something, and then they add their own taste into it.
It just comes
based
naturally
on all of their background. So obviously it's not sounding like anything else, we're not copying anybody, it's just as natural as it could possibly be. So we're roughly, okay, there's rock element, but we're not rock. We're not really, it's hard to really say what we are, but you know, we just write tunes that we like, and we release them, and that's that really.
And basically you're a lockdown baby as a band. You were born in the lockdown.
I heard
actually a quote recently, I think it was Lady Gaga said it, that music is like a science experiment, and it really is, if you think about it, especially when you're collaborating, because like you say, all the different backgrounds coming together and making a new sound is just, it's magic.
Well, it's a universal language. Every tribe, every culture on the planet has music. Even if you go to areas of the Amazon rainforest where a helicopter will fly over, and you'll see indigenous people who've not seen electricity before throwing spears at the helicopter, they still have a pigskin drum, they still dance around the fire, they still have music, and as far as we know, it only exists on Earth. So it's a human thing, it connects all humans together. And you know, you can really spread a good message through music, but you can also spread a bad one. So you know, like I say, it's a powerful thing. But it brings people together, and live music is absolutely surging right now. We had some people coming from Huddersfield to our last gig and said they hadn't seen any live music since before the first lockdown. And obviously for us, we felt like that was quite hard to imagine, because we're so involved in it. But obviously, you know, there's lots of people out there still who see us live, even local people from around Chester.
It's
see
really
us
good
playing and hear us, and they said, oh, I've missed live music. So it's like, well, you know, people are loving it. they're loving having it again, and, mm-hmm. and it's actually worked in a way in our favour, that there's a lot of bands who had to stop during lockdown.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who got disheartened and, you know, maybe financial struggles and all the rest of it. Well, we've powered through knowing this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
And then now that we're going out there, it's clear to see that we're passionate about it and we want to do it. And we're obviously pleasing people. That's the main thing about it.
Exactly.
We're happy and other people are happy, and the venues that we're playing in are making money and they're happy and everyone's happy.
Exactly.
So you've got to keep on the mission, really.
Oh, yeah. Lastly, because we're running out of time, where can people look you up online ahead of your appearance at your gig at Alexander's Live?
Yes, we're on all platforms.
Yeah.
So we've got a single out on all platforms now, Spotify, YouTube, etc.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, sdpb.uk is our website.
Yeah.
So if we do events, we sell tickets through our own website. But we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, you know, all the rest of it. So if you look us at Screaming Devil Pleasure Beach,
amazing.
You'll find us.
And what's your thoughts on Alexander's Live as a venue?
All right, so Alexander's obviously is one of the main music venues in Chester. Yeah. We played a gig there last August. They put us on. It was absolutely rammed, and that was our first Chester gig. And they've been supportive with us.
They
organised interviews for us on the radio. So obviously we're grateful that they've asked us to play at the festival.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we do things, generally we ask to play in certain places. We want to hire a venue. We do that. Alexander's asked us to play this one, and we've only been going for a year.
So
we want to go down there, and we want to absolutely
smash it.
Put on the best performance we have. Within our capability, of course.
Amazing. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you, David.
It's been a screaming devil pleasure to speak with you as well, Ruth.
I love that. Have a blessed set at the festival on the 1st of May, and all the best for
Thank
the rest
you.
Of 2022.
See you there, Ruth.
Defo. That was David there from the Screaming Devil Pleasure Beach. And here's a teaser as to what you can expect from their set down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester for the Beyond the Wall Festival next Sunday, the 1st of May. It's one of their songs. It's called Curse. Enjoy. Amazing stuff. That was Cursed by the Screaming Devil Pleasure Beach. And if you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester for the Beyond the Wall Festival next Sunday, the 1st of May, by heading over to alexanderslive.com.